Outside St. Andrew's Episcopal Church in Edgartown yesterday, several young Venezuelans kicked around soccer balls, smoked cigarettes, and interacted with hundreds of islanders who came out to donate money and supplies and show their solidarity. Among the nearly 50 Venezuelans flown to the vineyard was one young college student. He says he had to quit his studies in engineering to flee his country with his two brothers. He wouldn't provide his name for fear of deportation. We left Venezuela because we felt threatened. We were threatened by criminals, but also by the government. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis took credit for flying the immigrants to Massachusetts. DeSantis, a possible presidential candidate, mobilized state funds to drop them off in a liberal enclave where Barack Obama vacations. We interviewed several of the immigrants, and they said they had no idea that they were part of what's being described as a political game. They said they arrived in the U.S. by land from Venezuela after a perilous 3-month journey. After applying for asylum, they were released in San Antonio, Texas. That's where they say a woman, who identified herself as just Bella, offered to help. She told us, "Who wants to come? We're going to give you a free plane ride and bring you to a sanctuary district." She used us. She said we were going to have a place to live, we'd get money and food, and even English classes. Several of the Venezuelans say that even though Perla didn't show ID, she succeeded in enticing them to go along. They boarded planes in Texas, and on Wednesday afternoon, they arrived on Martha's Vineyard with no one to receive them. From that moment, he said, we felt like we're zoo or circus animals. Everybody's taking our pictures and interviewing us. It's not what we were expecting. Local officials said they had no warning the Venezuelans were coming. But the community mobilized to support them. And the Venezuelans say they felt welcomed by the people of Martha's Vineyard. Another immigrant, who would not provide her name for fear of deportation, said she's staying at the church with 8 relatives. In the beginning, we were worried, she said. But now we're relaxed because the people here have given us so much help. Among the throng of vineyard residents who came to support the Venezuelans was Tim Wolf of Edgartown. He said he was inspired by how the crisis galvanized the community.
We're lucky as hell to live on this island. We have such great community spirit, people coming together for total strangers, and this is a true testament to the United States of America.
But there's only so much help these locals can give to the immigrants, whose first order of business is to report to federal authorities. They say they have appointments with asylum officials in various parts of the country, including Florida, Washington, D.C., and California, and they have no idea how they'll be able to keep the appointments. Yet now they have legal assistance, and that's something they say they didn't have back in Texas. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Simone Rios in Edgartown.